Hello, Love everyone. Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. It's April from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to Talk About It Thursday. It is Talk About It Thursday at All for HR and Business Solutions. I want to thank you for joining us today. We're actually wrapping up onboarding October. And so hope you've had a chance to get our onboarding tips, and we are launching our free onboarding kit in a couple days there, and so we're excited about that. And we want you to pick that up, because I know it's going to be a tool that you're going to utilize, that you'll give us some feedback on how you like that package. For those of you that are new to the show, this is, again, I'm April Halliburton of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource management company, have been in business since 2009, and we actually have three divisions currently. We have a call center where we job place employees for Fortune 500 companies. So if you're looking for a work-at-home position, log on to allforhr.net/jobboard, and there you can apply for the work-at-home position, a customer service professional position. That position is a great opportunity for those that want to work from home. You can log right on, again, to allforhr.net/jobboard. And you can apply right there. You just click on apply there. We are also looking for an in-house marketing intern. So if you are looking to utilize your skills to help a growing company like All for HR, we would love to have you on board. You can also log on allforhr.net/jobboard. And you can apply there as well. I hope everyone's Talk About It Thursday is going well. We have some great things going on. I hope all my HR professionals are gearing up for 2008, our business owners and our HR professionals, getting things in order for 2008. To work on getting you ready for 2018, so when the holidays really are upon us, they're coming quickly, folks, quickly, you'll be able to actually just kind of sit down and bring in the new year and the holiday season and not worry about your HR department. Because you'll have those bonuses all set up for 2018, and I know you have your employee handbook already set up. I know that's done. If it is not, give us a call at offerhr.net or offerhr. You can shoot us an email, offerhr@offerhr.net, or you can give us a call at 844-425-5447. We'll be happy to get that handbook updated for you. We enjoyed employee engagement month last month. That was what we focused on for the month of September. We had our 5-day employee engagement challenge. Push to get their employee engagement program started, and those that actually were able to make some changes, and so we were glad to have you. Again, this month we are focusing on onboarding October. That's what we call it, onboarding on to October. And we are focusing on the onboarding program for your organization. And so we are happy to do that. We're happy to have you aboard today. We are, again, revving up for 2018, getting ready for a great year. If you want to call in, you are more than welcome. We'd love to hear from you. 323-870-8359 is the number that you can call in if you have a onboarding question. Again, we are all for HR and business solutions, and we have three divisions. Our virtual HR management position, or division, where we manage small businesses from 2 to 39 employees. We also have a call center division, and we have our recruiting and retention division. And so we're doing great things to offer HR to get your company going, get you growing, and get you where you want to be. We'd love to have your onboarding questions. Again, you can give us a call at 323-870-4359 for your onboarding questions. If you have something unique that you're doing for your onboarding program, we'd love to hear it. Perhaps that can help another business owner to get their onboarding program doing the things that they're getting the results that they're looking for. And so we've shared all month on the tips on onboarding and what exactly to do with your employee engagement program, what you should do, what you should include in your program, your onboarding program. Sorry, I'm looking at a bunch of things at a certain time, a lot of time at one time. So yes, yeah, a lot of things, a couple things that you can do to get your onboarding program going. Want to make sure you have all of the documents that you need. Want to make sure you have those updated job descriptions included in there. Make sure you, when you are doing your onboarding, that you include a copy of your the job description for your new hire to sign, so they've reviewed exactly what the position entails. So you want to make sure you do that, and you want to make sure that their stations are all set up and you have set up that buddy system with them, someone that is going to make that the transition into the new position make it easier, more smooth for yourself, for your company, and for that new hire. And so you want to include, make sure you have, of course, that employment application. I think I spoke last week about a lot of companies nowadays are actually doing their onboarding and submitting their client, their positions, their onboarding paperwork and packages electronically before the first day of hire. Who knew that would ever happen, right? It certainly saves on that time for the first day on the job for a new hire. You don't necessarily have to do it that way, but I'm a lot of companies are actually submitting evaluations. New hires are actually doing before they even accept the position. And so some things that you want to include in your onboarding packet is your handbook, the employee handbook, and disclosure agreement, the I-9 or W-4, 1099s if they're independent contractors, and a map of the facility or the layout of the facility to where they're, so they know where the restrooms and things are. A telephone list of employees and, the different departments, especially the ones you want to put at the top that they're going to need from day one, like their buddy, their extension. Parking lot assignments. Make sure you go over the employee benefit prep package with them. Make sure all of the documentation is filled out and they are ready to go. If they are starting their benefit package immediately or if they're starting it in 90 days, you want to make sure those everything is in place for that. A nice document that I really think is helpful for new hires to be included in the onboarding package is a who to call information sheet. So that would mean who to call for questions about the job, who to call in benefits, and that's actually, it's a great way to make things easy for your new hire when you bring them on board. You want to make sure you go over certain, the employee handbook can actually be voluminous. I do try to myself make sure, streamline the handbooks because a lot of times, we get those employee handbooks and we take them and throw them in the drawer. So something to consider is going over just some highlighted policies in the handbook that you want to keep in the forefront of your employees, of your new hires, mind, which is like the dress code and, again, benefit information and just, policies that are particularly important. They're all important, but just you want to highlight the ones that you want your new hire to pay specific attention to. And then different forms that they need to fill out, where to find different forms on their computers. Make sure they have their login information, and make sure that the buddy that you have set up for them is someone that is very well versed in the company, with the company policies, the company's mission statement. And so those things you want to make sure you keep in mind for when your new hire is starting. Some things to include in your onboarding package is a new hire checklist. I love those because it lets you know where exactly you if you have background checks that need to be completed or drug testing, or that you've gotten all your documents back and that your new hire is ready to go on day one. You want to include a new hire welcome letter and or an onboarding. Sometimes those two documents can be the same. I found that it's very helpful with clients if you include the new hire welcome letter and or the onboarding. They can be one document, the welcome letter, after they sign the offer letter. It can be just the one and the same, because the onboarding letter actually includes all of their login information, and you can actually have that on their desk the morning they start. So those are some tips that that you will see that will be in our new hire, in our onboarding package. I told you I am a a checklist queen. I love checklists. Don't go overboard with them. I do not. But they are extremely helpful, and there are things that you can actually, you know, check off that are completed and actually include in that employee's personnel file, just to, you know, just kind of to back up that you have completed everything and you are ready to roll on the first day. Non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements, if you are giving those out to your new hires, and so non-compete agreements, if you are requiring that for your new hire. And so these are things that, again, they promote consistency. And although it may seem a bit much when you're bringing someone on board, it encourages the new hire that you are doing everything you can to make their transition into the company as easy as possible. So again, it makes it easier. And it promotes definitely employee engagement. I love employee engagement. It promotes you growing and a new hire, so that they're not thinking, you're knowing that you're bringing them on there for a long employer relationship or employer independent contractor agreement. Because yes. When you're doing independent contractors, you should also onboard them as well. So we can keep those things in mind. Got some great information for you today. It is, again, Talk About It Thursday, and we're wrapping up onboarding October here at All for HR and Business Solutions. We are so glad to have you aboard. And we're looking forward to, again, a great show. Geez, we've already got through half of the show already. And so want you to take some moment if we are filling some positions, as we always are at Offer HR Business Solutions. We are looking for filling some positions, and if you hear something, if I mention something to you, you can actually go on our job board and see what we're looking for. But we are filling some positions, and we're still looking for an associate technical writer in Greenwich. Connecticut. And we're still also looking for that sales professional in Southfield, Michigan. So if you are interested in those, you can email me your resume to employment@allforhr.net, and we can see if you have the qualifications that are if it's a good fit for you. It is, again, onboarding October. And Talk About It Thursday. You know, we're here every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. And so we are looking for a commercial mechanical construction project manager in Louisiana. That's a great position. Requires 8 years of experience in project management, construction project management. If you are looking for, someone in the Louisiana area that's looking for a position that has experience with project management, construction project management, you can direct them to the employment@allforhr.net to forward us our resume, and we'll get right back to them. So we have, again, some great things going on at All for HR. We are launching the onboarding kit, and I'm looking forward to doing that. We work here very hard to make HR as easy and smooth as possible. human resource management is no longer just personnel development or personnel, but it is actually aligning your HR strategies with your finance strategies and with your marketing strategies. These are all things that they form the nucleus of your employee engagement, of in bringing on employees that are growing within your organization. When you have happy employees, you have happy clients. And so you of course you knew that already though. But and so again, we look forward to wrapping up the onboarding month with you. And getting you ready also, if you again have not if you don't have a structured onboarding program in place, the one that we are getting ready to launch will be perfect for you. It's really easy. It's very user-friendly. And so you'll enjoy it. I'm sure it'll be a great tool. The documents that are included are actually documents that you can make as PDF. You can also put them as Word form. That way you can complete the forms, print copies, put them in the employee's, the new hire's file, and guess what? Get ready for your next task. So they are very user-friendly. And so I know we've had a lot of changes with the Affordable Care Act this year, but I'm sure most of them are in place. We have not had to thus far administration has been going back and forth with regard to the overtime. New rules, which have been put on hold for right now, and so we'll continue to keep you apprised of that. And so we'll continue to keep up those changes as they occur. Apparently, we are. We're not having to worry about the new changes before the new year, so they're telling us. And so we actually we don't have to worry about that right now. But on our website, starting November 1st, we're going to have all updated changes that are coming for the new year. And you wanna continue to watch the website, and we'll be posting those changes as they come about, or they happen, if you will. As they occur, so that'll be great. But we'll get you ready for that. Don't get nervous. Remain calm, because we're going to get you there. And so we want to talk a little bit more about onboarding. Again, we talked a little bit, kind of recapping what we've done this or what we've discussed this month. We've given some. some same information on onboarding. I don't know if you know, but 23% of people receive of new hires receive clear guidelines on what their responsibilities are on their new position. That is 23 is not percent is not a great number because, again, these are on your onboarding. Your onboarding consists of your employee engagement, and it also consists of you bringing your onboarding, your training of your new hire. You want to make sure they are properly trained in a recent guide, which was a guideline, a ebook that was prepared by Bamboo, who had at Bamboo HR exactly. They had some great information as to saying that 75% respondents of one of their studies felt that new hire orientations are worth the time spent. So I wonder how many companies do the new hire orientation. Doesn't have to be that long, depending on the depth of their, you know, how prepared you are when you bring them on board. Of course, the more prepared you are when you bring them on board, the less time you need for the new hire orientation. 21% of employees who left in the first 6 months complained that the reason for leaving is they weren't giving the appropriate training. Training is essential. If you're filling a position and you want to make sure that job description, if any of the tasks have changed, you want to make sure that that's indicated in your job description. You have to make sure if they're they're trained on email, the phone systems, you know, whatever platforms your company is using, because the lack of training, of course, hinders their progress at the company, and it can. I think we've all been there, where you've been put in a position and you weren't properly trained. I think for years I have I worked previously as a temp. And so one of the things is, you know, as a temp, they put you in those positions and they sit you down and they're ready for you to, you know, get ready, get started. But when you're bringing people, when you're bringing new hires on, you want to make sure that they are properly trained. That can make their position so much more difficult, their work so much more difficult. It is very discouraging, and it's very stressful. So you want to make sure that you do devote the proper time to training your new hires. We are going to take a bit of a break, a 5-minute break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the show. We are on the air with All for HR and Business Solutions. Again, you know it is onboarding October, and we are wrapping up onboarding October. And so we've been talking about onboarding October, or about onboarding on new hires all month. and hope we have some great information for you. We have shared tips throughout the month. Ellie has been sharing her HR tips throughout the month. And so we actually have are launching an onboarding kit, an HR kit, here in a couple days. And so you're going to hear more about that. When you, it's going to be a free kit with some great things. Again, we talked a few minutes ago about what to include in your onboarding kit, how to make your new hire comfortable, some things you can do for your new hire is make sure they are properly chained. They are proper chained, trained, not chained, trained. But that is actually a huge complaint with new hires, and it can actually result in new hires leaving in as early as 90 days if they feel like they've just been thrown into a position and don't have the proper training. Another way to help your new hire to transition and to accelerate the onboarding process is to recognition. It's never too early to recognize the accomplishments of your new hire and what they're doing right in the position. That always makes them, employees that's been in the organization. So you can imagine how great it would make a new hire feel to know that you are recognizing their achievements early on in the new hire process or in the onboarding process. Assigning them to team projects is a great way to get new innovative ideas and a fresh perspective from your new hire at the time. You know, that it's a great way. It's a great way, and it's a different approach to some things. 43% of respondents say that they would get up to speed and productive more quickly by starting new projects. We talked about the things earlier to include in your new hire program, and to make sure that when you are bringing your new hires on board, that you are your onboarding progress program is growing really well. So you want to check when you've made changes to your onboarding program, and you want to check and make sure that you're yielding the results that your new hires are coming on board. They're feeling comfortable. They're feeling welcome. They're not feeling stressed out. If they need more training in a particular area, that they have that you're more than willing to give them that additional training that they need. And so that's very important that you're doing, again, what you can to get that that new hire on board and up to speed and ready to go. When you have your onboarding program in place, if it's not yielding, if it's not yielding the results that you are seeking or you expect from that program, then it's important that you make those changes immediately. And so some signs that your program is not doing very well include if you have a high turnover, if you see job satisfaction or a lack of job satisfaction in your new hires, if you are feeling a position that has a high turnover, that means that there's something that is being that's lacking somewhere, whether it's the training, whether it's the management, you know, there's something going wrong, and so you want to get ahead of that. So you want to acknowledge that there's a mistake in that onboard, in that onboarding process, and find out exactly what's lacking. Again, if it's the training, if the position perhaps is in place, and there are an employee is in that position currently, that they are trained in the changes. Make sure, again, that they are buddied with someone that knows the position and knows the company, not someone who's trying to pick up a new buddy or a new person to socialize with. You want to make sure the person that's doing your onboarding, and it's good to have an onboarding team of one or two people. We talked about that last week about having someone, having a team, one that is, you know, over the job descriptions and going through the resumes so it doesn't become overwhelming. And then one person that is over the onboard, in the onboarding process, where they're making sure that after the manager or HR person has made sure all the documents in, but the person comes in, they're all set up with their passwords and their stations, their workstations, and you know, that they know where to put their coat, they know where the restrooms are, they know where the coffee is, you know, where the kitchen is, all of these things. And these are things that make a transition into a new company easy, or, you know, to work more smooth. And so you really, really, really enjoy it. It'll make the process smoother for yourself as well as that new hire. And it, again, it determines whether that new hire is even going to be there a long time. Because if you don't feel welcome, then a lot of times they'll start looking elsewhere immediately. It is onboarding October. We are wrapping up onboarding October. Remember that you can follow us at allforhr.net on Twitter, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, and Tumblr, All for HR and Business Solutions. And our blog spot is all-4-hr@blogspot.com. We have enjoyed having you on there. Again, don't forget that we are looking for a part-time internal position, a part-time marketing marketing intern to bring on board with All for HR and Business Solutions. So if you know someone that's looking for a part-time marketing position, be sure to you can go on to allforhr.net/job board, and you can actually click on apply and go straight there and fill out an application. We have those great at-home customer service position that we're filling. You can actually fill that position out as an application out as well on writeitallforhr.net/job board. See, we're wrapping up the show here. Still got a couple minutes for a caller. If you want to call in about your onboarding, you can call us at 323-870-4359. I'm so glad to have had you here on for lunch. It's been great as always. We're looking forward to doing some great things for our clients here at All for HR and Business Solutions. And we're looking forward to getting ready for for 2018. Ooh, so we're going to be doing that. We're going to be focusing on that as well, and on our on the on our blog and just getting ready, you know, revving you up for 2018. Because the better prepared you are, the easier it will be for you to make that year, make that the new year a even better year. You want to make sure you remind your employees about their vacation days, if they carry over or if they need to use them up by the end of the year. That's something you want to remind them of. And just miscellaneous year-end check-ins, payroll, 401Ks, and record retention is always a good one. So we're going to really touch up on record retention next month. And just getting things ready for the new year, for the 2008, as we wrap up 2017 and then get ready for a spectacular 2018. Again, follow us on offerhr.net. Keep a lookout. We're launching that new program, our onboarding kit. Can't wait to get your feedback on it. And we'll see what November has in store for us. This year is going by fast, but I am really I'm excited about 2018. I'm excited about 2017. And if you have not, you still have some goals on your HR list that you haven't had a chance to complete, you know, hit us up on email, offerhr.net, or you need some help with it, you know, we have our hotline, 844-425-5447. That's option or extension or option two. And or you can do live chat at offerhr.net. You can chat with us too. And so we can help you complete those goals that you have set for 2017. We still got a little time left, folks. Don't get scared yet. Don't stop scurrying yet. Give us a call or follow us. Again, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We'll be back next week. And then next week we'll be in November. Oh, my goodness, getting ready for Thanksgiving and getting our HR ready for 2018. Again, we have enjoyed you today as always. It's always a joy. What else can I tell you? Oh, what goodness. What else can I tell you really good to the employee engagement. That's what we focused on last month. For the month of September, it was employee engagement month. We had that great the 5-day challenge, which we had a great time with. And so if you don't have an employee engagement program, you want to step that up, get that ready. Employee engagement is so important, folks, to the health of your organization, it's imperative that your employees are engaged and that they're appreciated and that they're working to make your organization great and you're working to make your employees make them happy. And so it works hand in hand, right? Employee engagement, it works hand in hand. So, again, I want to thank you for joining us on the show, Onboarding October. We got that checklist that's on the website. And we're launching that kit in a couple days here. And so you want to watch out for that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, All4HR, or on Facebook. We're going to do Facebook Live on Tuesday at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock. So we'll get your questions. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I am April from Offer HR and Business Solutions. It has been great on Thursday. Talk about it Thursday, and we will see you next Thursday. Next Talk About It Thursday. Goodbye.